We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio inside the Super Chevy dealer studio as we bring back Yahoo Sports College Football senior writer Nick Bromberg. There were 4,400 in the portal last year with two portal windows. How many players do you expect in this window, Nick, with just the January period now that that's changed?
I think we're probably going to end up looking at about the same number. Very well could be more than that. But right now, you know, given the fact that players only have one opportunity, we're probably going to, I would say, the number is going to end up being about 4,000 to 4,500. And then I think the fascinating thing to me is how many players enter the portal and then end up staying at their own schools, or how many have to end up transferring down a level. Because I do think there are going to be guys who enter the portal thinking that they have better prospects somewhere else and those opportunities don't dry up, or do dry up, and then they have to look for some place to play, whether it's going from a Power 5 school to a lower Group of 5 school, or even all the way down to maybe the FCS level.
So, Nick, from the LSU perspective, have you had a chance to – I mean, they're basically rebuilding their entire roster, but are there specific position groups that you're hearing – about LSU needing, or that they could be attracting certain types of players, position group players, you know, like quarterback we talked about, offensive line we kind of touched on. Anything else, or are those the two most prominent ones?
Those, I think, are the two of the bigger ones. What I'm fascinated by is Lane Kiffin has had a fantastic track record of bringing transfer wide receivers in at Ole Miss, and I do not – I anticipate that continuing at LSU. I do think he's going to snag one of the best wide receivers out there, if not a multiple of them, because of what we've seen at LSU and how receiver friendly his offensive system is. He's we've Trey Harris in the NFL. He produces NFL players at wide receiver. And I also do think that, you know, we saw what the quickest path to legitimate contention was for LSU over the last few seasons, for Ole Miss, the last few seasons with Lane Kiffin. And that was loading up transfers on the defensive front. I think the Tigers should be very active in that space, because just look at not only what Kiffin did at Ole Miss, but also look at what Texas Tech has done. Texas Tech is now a legitimate national championship threat, going from one of the worst defenses in college football last year to one of the absolute best by simply spending that money that they had from Cody Campbell and others on the defensive line and creating one of the most dominant defensive lines in college football.
Nick, a few weeks ago we had LSU Athletic Director Virg Ausberry on the show, and he talked about the importance of bringing kids in through the transfer portal that not only are obviously good players that can fill in specific holes that you need, but also bringing in players from winning programs that have that winning mentality. Have you noticed anything about Kiffin's ability to do that in the past?
You know, yeah, he can find, and he's also found, you know, a Group of 5 players who have played at winning programs. You come in and they've turned Ole Miss into a title contender. I do think that is an absolute thing you have to look for, is you don't necessarily want a player who's maybe a star on a bad program. If you can find a good player who was on a very good program and then turn him into a great player at a great program, that is how you build a championship contender. And as you know, you look at LSU, there's going to be plenty of players out there. And with the money that LSU is going to have to spend, I necessarily don't know if LSU is going to be the goal is obviously the college football playoff in year one. Is that a little too unrealistic? I'm not totally sure, but I think 2027 and beyond, you absolutely have to think SEC title contention and college football playoff contention on a regular basis.
So you mentioned money, and obviously one of the reasons that Lane Kiffin said that he was really attracted to LSU was not just because of the fertile recruiting base, but also because of the commitment that the LSU program and the boosters have to this roster, guaranteeing him $25 to $30 million every season to build this roster. Obviously, a lot of that translates to the transfer portal, especially this year for LSU. But what they're even talking about LSU may have more than that, because the enthusiasm has been so rampant among the boosters here at LSU that they think they have, or they reportedly have, more than $30 million, upwards to $35 million. How competitive is that in today's environment?
It's super competitive, and I still think, you know, we have to sit there and take those numbers with a grain of salt and say maybe they're actually going to be a little bit more on the back end. Because, you know, we talk about everything. You have the roster caps, you have the salary caps, you have the revenue caps. But all the talk about teams are exceeding that because, again, as we went back in the last segment of the NCAA's lack of enforcement, lack of ability to enforce the rules, I think we're simply looking at a situation here where if a team that has all the resources like LSU, like a Texas, like any other SEC program in the top dollar Big Ten program, they are going to be able to continue to spend. And even though we're in this revenue sharing era, that the gap, I do think, is going to still grow between those really financially resourceful teams and those that don't necessarily have that money.
Hey, thanks, Nick, for joining us today. When we come back, we'll have LSU Radio Women's Basketball play-by-play commentator Patrick Wright to talk a little women's hoops from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. This is Tiger Rag Radio.